Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. Doug Tatum is with us. Douglas is the author of No Man's Land, which is one of my favorite books. He is professor of entrepreneurship at MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University. He is one of the guys we turn to when we want to know about what's really going on out there in the world of business and entrepreneurship. And he's our good friend, Doug Tatum. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Doing good to have you back as always, Doug. You guys continue to conduct or find the research on how entrepreneurship is going these days, and you've got some new information for us today, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I'm lucky enough to chair a research institute that's funded by NASDAQ and the Edward Lowe Foundation.
Is that the co-investment partnership?
Well, no, that's a private equity fund that I'm involved in.
Right.
But the Exceptional Growth Institute is chaired by myself, and we've got a number of folks that are involved in helping us think through what we can do in terms of enlightening the policymakers in Washington and folks around the country about what's going on with entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And we just released a research report, which I think you'll find interesting. And there's so much talk in Washington about establishing startups and high-tech areas. And what we found is that the vast majority of all the net new jobs in the United States are created by second-stage entrepreneurs. These would be individuals that have companies that have been established for quite a while and are growing, as opposed to startups, for example.
Well, of course, those guys were startups at some point in time. That's one thing I always remind people when they get excited about gazelles. I always remind them that gazelles were startups at one point in time. So it's not, I think the chicken or the egg thing is pretty much understood, but I completely agree with you. And I think the research is correct on where the jobs come from. But that doesn't mean that startups aren't important, and I know that's not what you're saying.
Yeah, no, we want as many startups as we can have, and the unfortunate circumstance about any downturn is that it creates an explosion of startups. One of the things we looked at over time in this data, which, by the way, it's a time series database of every company in the United States over a 15-year period, so we track every company, and obviously when there's a downturn, there's an explosion in startups. Reality of startups.
That's the conventional wisdom, Doug, but that isn't what's happening this time. There's not an explosion of startups this time.
What's that?
I said there's not an explosion of startups in this recovery.
Well, there are some increase in startups, but the biggest one we looked at was back in 2001.
There you go.
After that recession.
There you go.
But what you've got is people that get laid off. They're not going to stay home and watch Oprah every day.
Right.
And when you go and look at the net jobs, which is how many jobs that a company actually adds in a size category against the number of companies that are, against the number of employees that are actually lost in a size category. Obviously, very few startups actually make it. You
right.
and I know that.
That's right.
And so what you end up looking at is that those companies that do make it, that second stage entrepreneurial growth company far outperforms any other sector in the economy in
That's
terms
right.
of producing jobs.
That's exactly right. And I'll tell you something, Doug. I believe that when the economy does finally catch hold, when the uncertainty is not as oppressive as it is right now, and it makes sense for businesses to take risks and to grow again, whenever that happens, I believe we're going to see a phenomenon with those second stage companies that you're talking about of jobs growth. I think we're going to see something like we've never seen before. What do you think?
Well, I might disagree with you. I'm a little less optimistic. I'm completely convinced, or I'm becoming convinced, and I hope you're right, that there is a significant technology efficiency that's moving downstream. If you look at, If you look at as a fact, larger companies have not been creating net new jobs for the last 10 years,
that's
and
right.
I believe it's directly resulted to their implementation of technology.
That's exactly right.
As technology's gotten cheaper, it's moving downstream, and what you're going to find is companies, and I think many of your listeners out there will acknowledge that they're getting more revenue out less people.
Hold on to that thought, Doug. We're going to come back and continue this discussion on where the jobs are coming from with our good friend Doug Tatum. 22, stay with us. It took me
by surprise. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.